Right now, we are talking about Art Month, which is a non-for-profit citywide festival celebrating all things contemporary art. The month brings an eclectic program of workshops, exhibitions, panel discussions, artist studio visits, tours, parties, and more. And I am joined in studio with the director of the festival. Good morning, Kate Britton. How are you going?
I'm not too bad. How are you, Nicole?
Good, thanks. I'm excited to talk about Art Month.
Yes, so am I.
So how and when did it all start?
Well, actually, it's exciting. This year is our 10th year of the festival. So it was founded, 10 years ago by two commercial gallerists, Michael Reed and Vasily Kalaman, as a way, I guess, to kind of collectivize initially just amongst commercial spaces mostly. And then it sort of expanded to include a real broad ecology of Sydney arts institutions and studios and ARIs and commercial spaces and a whole blend.
What have you noticed has changed since its inception 10 years ago?
Well, oh, wow.
I mean,
Sydney's, it's amazing to me to kind of watch Sydney's arts ecology unfold year after year, I guess. You know, there's been so many closures in some ways in galleries, but also so many new spaces have opened. And I think it really, looking through the 10 years, it's sort of just such a testament to the resilience and the kind of, you know, strength of the Sydney arts scene, really. You know, artists and galleries kind of come and go, but there's always a new crop kind of waiting to step in. And, you know, we encourage people to keep exploring. No year's the same.
Yeah, it's a nice positive outlook on where we're at.
Yeah. You've got to stay positive.
Yeah, definitely. As I mentioned earlier, the program for the festival is very extensive and diverse. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to shout out or that you're excited for?
I'm excited about all of it, of course.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I guess our precinct nights are kind of really the in that a lot of people find every year, which are the sort of huge open kind of walking tours around the different regions of Sydney, the different areas. So they'll be great. I'm particularly excited about our opening party at National Art School this year. We've got the legendary Brian Fuata performing and Megan Hansen and some great artists involved in that night. But I'm also really excited this year to have sort of reintroduced a much stronger kind of talks program that we're promoting, which really focuses around like collections and collecting and kind of getting back to the core, I guess, of some of Art Month's, you know, impetuses. So we've got some great kind of partner talks with Art Bank exploring their collection of APY works from the APY lands. And we're doing a live cross to the studios there. We're partnering with Narva for a talk. We've got a great talk at Gallery Pom Pom that explores.
I love Pom Pom.
Yeah, it's a great space. And they've been a part of Art Month since the start, I believe. And that talk involves four kind of artist gallerists who sort of sit on both sides of the fence, I guess. So exploring that role. Yeah, all sorts of different talks, I guess, exploring every aspect of what it means to collect, what it means to kind of be engaged in the arts in that way. And the legacy of a collection.
So you mentioned walking tours, which I think sound particularly interesting. Who's kind of behind those? Like what kind of people are involved in spearheading like the different smaller events for Art Month?
So, I mean, the walking tours that we sort of do for the precinct nights are very much a free-for-all. All the galleries kind of take control of their own programming, which is really exciting, and a lot will kind of offer, you know, special events or open the stock room or have an artist on site to sort of get involved. And we create a map, basically, that people can pick up anywhere. But this year we're also reintroducing some finer grain kind of walking tours on Saturday mornings and things, where we'll be working with some you know, artists and writers and curators and different kind of arts professionals to guide those, you know, smaller groups around sort of two or three spaces and chat with gallerists as well. So that's every Saturday morning of the festival in different areas.
Awesome. So Art Month is Sydney citywide. So where have you ventured outside of the CBD?
Well, we try and, you know, get a pretty broad spread. And I think we, you know, we have galleries from sort of Western Sydney. Parramatta Artist Studios are always a really great part of the program. You know, all the way sort of up to the very top of the Northern Beaches. This year, I think one thing that has been really great for me is like exploring the North Shore a little bit more. So we're doing a kind of art trail on the last weekend of the festival between some of the spaces up there. And it's been really, you know, I hadn't kind of explored the spaces myself very much before we started working with them a little more closely. And it's been a real eye-opener, you know, there's some incredible things going on. And I was sort of like, the first time I went over there, I was like, oh my God, that was quicker than getting to Marrickville, you know? So I think, you know, it's sort of, it's Sydney-wide and it's surprising, you know, it's sort of about, I guess, stepping outside your usual area as well and realising that, you know, it's not as hard to get around Sydney as you think it might be.
Yeah, so you're kind of hoping to engage people from all locations and ages. And
yeah, I think so. I mean, there really is something for everyone. It's like, I know it's easy to say that, but the program's absolutely vast. You know, it's sort of things going on from kind of kids workshops at Pine Street Creative Arts Centre on the 23rd, I think, the Saturday. So there's stuff for kids. Thank you. It's all in there somewhere. You know, right through to the kind of, I guess, you know, we've got a talk with ArtSpace around the auction of the last of the Michael Hobbs collection, who is a really wonderful kind of significant collector in the Sydney scene. And so that talk, you know, I think is potentially of interest to a much broader, you know, age range, where it's about reflecting on the legacy of that collection. And Michael was someone that was such an important part of the kind of arts landscape in Sydney for so many years. And, you know, I think, yeah, there's a vast array, all ages.
Yeah, truly. Definitely. Yeah. So the program this year includes Indigenous workshops and exhibitions as well. In terms of cultural diversity, has this increased over the years? Has it been a particular focus for your programming?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, I think it's something that generally a lot of galleries and a lot of spaces are, you know, I hope doing better than they were 10 years ago. I think it's, you know, definitely a kind of increasing consciousness across all programming. I mean, last year, as part of the festival, we had the opening of the APY Gallery. That's been a really, you know, fantastic space to see, I think, in the Sydney landscape. So we are partnering with them on one of our talks. And I think that talk is with Art Bank, and, you know, that's a really exciting one for me, I guess. We're sort of trying to step into this space and facilitate, I guess, a kind of expanded digital repatriation almost of the collection that Art Bank holds, you know, with the artists and the artistic community on the APY lands. So I think, yeah, we're always conscious of trying to be very, you know, attuned, I guess, to what is happening and the opportunities out there, and about platforming those as part of Art Month, absolutely.
Definitely. So in an increasingly restrictive version of Sydney that we might be experiencing in 2019, what role does a festival like Art Month play in keeping our culture alive and getting people out there?
Yeah, well, a huge one, I like to think. I mean, I love seeing on the precinct nights, you know, you see everyone kind of wandering around with their maps, you know, exploring all these spaces. And I think for me, what's really critical about our festival, I guess, is that it is for people of all ages. You know, art galleries are kind of an activity that happens and you can engage with of an evening, you know, on the precinct nights, that's not based around our alcohol. It is inclusive of, you know, anyone that kind of wants to come, and that is about, you know, showing, I suppose, you know, that other side of nighttime culture and nighttime, you know, I mean, economy. It's drilled into us all now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you know, I think that there's, you know, there should be more of it. You know, it's so wonderful to be able to go and engage with art and see something in a gallery or visit an artist studio, you know, and then drop in for a drink and have your dinner afterwards, you know. So I think, yeah, hopefully it's just demonstrating, you know, one of many amazing, you know, activations we can have after dark.
Yeah. It's also a great opportunity for, like, I think emerging artists to be inspired, like visiting studios and stuff is quite a great opportunity.
Yeah, I know. It's really exciting. And it's great how many studios get involved, I think, because they're the spaces you don't necessarily see all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
So it's sort of about, yeah, behind the scenes, but also discovering new spaces. And, you know, a lot of those spaces you can get involved in as well, whether you're an artist or, you know, I think even for people to realize, it's like, oh, I can go and visit this artist studio and maybe make a direct connection with an artist and come back and visit them and see what they're doing and kind of start those relationships and kind of get that deeper engagement with artists and with, you know, contemporary art in Sydney.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you on the 7th of March.
Yes, I hope so. Come all.